You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt. Today we are talking Braves baseball, and we bring in our Braves reporter for MLB.com, Mark Bowman, who is down in snowy Atlanta today. Mark, Braves relievers Rodis Vizcaíno and Dan Winkler avoided an arbitration hearing, which is good, but it appears that Mike Baltenevich will have his 2018 salary determined by that ARB panel. What's the latest here?
Well, that is exactly the case. They had went into the final day last week with three unsigned ARB guys and were able to get those deals with Winkler and Viz done, but the thing about Baltenevich, the fans are going to look and say, how can you not reach an agreement when you're only $100,000 apart? When they stopped talking on Friday, they weren't $100,000 apart. You've got the player asking for a certain figure, the team offering a certain figure, and it kind of baffles me as well as to why the team and the players don't give a better sense of exactly what they're going to turn into the league, their arbitration figures, because you don't really want to go through a hearing. Nobody ever wants to go through a hearing. But let's get back to what I was saying. When they stopped talking, I don't think that the team knew that Mike was going to file at 2.3 at the same time. Mike and his agents didn't know the team was going to file at 2.2. Now you gotta go through this process. The player never wants to hear, the team point out why they don't want to pay him a certain figure, and the team doesn't necessarily want to do that with another player. But at the same time, as a file and trial team, the Braves have to stick with their policy. You don't want to show weakness for the future, and so that they are going to have to go through with this hearing. At the end of the day, just the arbitration process is going to cost a decent portion of the $100,000 that separates the two parties. So it's an unfortunate development, but at the same time, I think one thing it has to be remembered is, the Braves have to go through with this because in the future, they want to make sure that other players and agents realize that they're sticking with their file and trial policy. If they don't reach an agreement by the time the figures are exchanged, their plan is to go to a hearing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I know I've talked to a lot of GMs, and it's never a good thing for players to have to sit there and hear, the worst of what they've done in the past for why they shouldn't be paid the amount that they believe that they are owed. So hopefully that gets cleared up here in the next couple of weeks. Let's talk about some positive news for the Braves. They land three players on the top 10 lefty prospects list. It's a lot for this Braves fan base to look forward to, huh?
No doubt. The story I wrote for today, when the listing came out, with Luis Cajara at number 4 and Colby Aller at 7 and Max Fried at number 10, I pointed out, just 2 years ago, you went through throughout the 2015-16 season, they had a total of 34 starts by left-handed pitchers. 20 of those were made by Alex Wood, who was traded in July of 2015 or near the end of July 2015. So, let's put it this way, that trend will not continue over the next few years. And we saw it end last summer because Sean Newcomb, he made 19 starts last year. He's probably going to be in the rotation. Gohara came up there in September. Max Fried got 4 starts in September. So, if we're looking ahead, at the rotation, Gohara and Newcomb, I'm guessing are going to be there at the start of the season. You start looking at where Allard may go. Last year, he skipped the Class A advanced level, pitched very well there at Mississippi, and I expect him to start the season with at Triple A Gwinnett. He's just a step away. He could arrive at some point, at some point this summer. Alex has even talked about the possibility of, I'm not saying this is definitely Colby, but you look at the surplus of young arms. There's some guys that will be put in the bullpen at some point this year. Max Fried did that last year. And that's kind of how he got his first taste of the big leagues, pitched as a reliever throughout August and made a few relief appearances and blended in with a few starts in September. And, you know, Freed is a very interesting prospect. You know, he's a little bit older than the other guys. You know, his path was delayed by Tommy John. I don't think he has the ceiling of Gohara, who, you know, has been likened to CC Sabathia, not only just because they share basically the same frame, but, you know, their same approach. You know, with Gohara, you have a guy who his average fastball last year, you know, is a small sample size, relatively small sample size, but average fastball, 95.6 miles per hour. That's one of the best in the league last year per the Statcast numbers. So as you look at Freed, he still has that big curveball. You know, I think he is more of a, you know, number three or a back end starter. I think that if you're going to choose two of those three that are definitely going to be at the big league level and possibly be a frontline starter, you're looking at Allard or Gohara, and they're two guys that, like I said, Gohara will be in the rotation start of the year. Allard could get there at some point this summer, and moving forward, I think that's the one thing Braves fans should be excited about is, you know, they saw the Aaron Blairs and the Matt Whistlers and kept saying, okay, is this what the rebuild's going to be? Is this the pitching prospects you're going to show us? You know, Sean Newcomb has probably he's going to have to make some strides this year to silence some of his critics. But you know, guys like, you know, Gohara, Allard, Mike Soroka, I think that they're going to provide a glimpse of exactly what this rebuild could bring in terms of pitching talent, top pitching talent.
All right, so a lot of those guys will have bigger impacts during the season, obviously, but as the franchise progresses and as they progress. Let's talk about some of these guys who will definitively be in the rotation, specifically the top of this rotation as the season starts. You got Julio Teheran, Mike Boltanevich, and Brandon McCarthy. What can we expect out of these three?
Well, I mean, that's the one thing that this rotation lacks is a legitimate frontline starter. You know, Julio, I think I mentioned it last week that Andrew Simon, I love him, everything about Andrew Simon. He's one of our best evaluators of talent. You know, he comes up with some of the best numbers, and he came up with something a couple weeks ago that showed that Julio has been one of the most consistent pitchers in the game over the last, I think it was four seasons. And I get why the numbers led him that way, but that, you know, I think the one thing, if you watch Julio every day, it's the inconsistency that bothers you. You know, I think his ceiling is a number three. If he can pitch at a number three like he, you know, like a number three like he has in the past, that's fine. Last year, you know, he was more of a back end starter, and just because of the inconsistencies, you like his determination, his ability to turn things around the last couple of seasons. But, you know, I think what you're going to see is some of these young pitchers are what the Braves would like to see. Some of these young pitchers start passing him in terms of, you know, within the rotation. And I think moving forward, you know, I don't think that they will trade Julio before the season, but at some point during this year, there's a point in time where you might move him. As for, you know, Boltanevich is going to be probably, you know, sit there in that number two role. The big thing is he's made 64, 65 career starts. You know, he's really only had one full season at the big league level. It's too early to say whether he's a starter or a closer, especially with the, you know, where the Braves are right now. They have the luxury to give him another year to start. We've seen him really good. We've seen him, you know, endure some pretty rough stretches like he did throughout most of August last year. I think that his progress this year, you know, not only will significantly influence, you know, what the Braves do over the few years that follow, but it will give us an idea of where Boltanevich's career will go the rest of the way. You know, can you use him as a, you know, as a starter? Is that his best role, or do you move him to the bullpen and become maybe a potential closer? You know, I pointed out in the story earlier this week that that's Wade Davis with 64 starts into his career when the Rays made the decision to move him to the pen. That was a point in time. I remember the Braves were talking about trading for him in 2011. They were already talking about moving him to the pen. It's an easy decision for some guys. You know that's the easy way out. Let's put it that way. You know he can be successful in the bullpen. You don't know what he can do as a starter. And I think that's the big thing for Mike Foltynewicz this year. He has to prove that he has the not only the physical ability, because he has four above average pitches. He has to prove he has not only the temperament, I think it's necessary to consistently get into that sixth inning and continue to work deep into games. With McCarthy, he's a guy they got to brings in provides the rotation a veteran presence it didn't have. Health is a concern last year, but he was healthy enough to be placed on the Dodgers World Series roster. And if he can give the Braves 140, 150 innings this year, allow them to bridge the gap to the future, protect some of their young arms, the workload. I think he will give them the team exactly what they are seeking.
Mark, what do you think is the one thing that could change about this rotation before opening day?
Well, the one thing that could change is if they would, somebody came calling for Julio with a deal that they couldn't pass up. I think that's something that they could do. We know that at some point within the next year, they'll be looking for a frontline starter. You don't necessarily want to do that via free agency, just because of the cost, especially when you have that depth. But I think moving forward, this is a team that will be looking to, make a move. They have the talent, the young pitchers or the prospect pieces in place that if a controllable frontline starter comes available, they can make a move for him. I don't know if that'll necessarily happen before the start of this season. It could happen at the trade deadline and definitely before the start of next year. But, let's at least remember that is a possibility. If Alex wants to pull the trigger now, he can do that. And there is definitely a need at some point within the next year.
Sure. They do have a little bit of time to be able to play with before, like you mentioned, constructing a playoff caliber roster. So that does bode well for them. I think plays in their favor to be able to test some of these guys out. Like you mentioned, Foltynewicz, see if he belongs in that starting rotation or a move to the pen makes the most sense for him. All right, Mark, that's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras Braves Edition. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so make sure to stay tuned. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you joining us.